Have you ever felt super overwhelmed by your past mistakes, errors in judgment, past hurts? Well, today we're going to be talking about this subject, overcoming your past, healing from the past, ways to overcome in these areas, and some scripture to back it up. Woo woo! If this sounds good to you, then let's get to it, friend. Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane or go ahead and start your workout and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughters. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I am so thrilled and excited that you're here. Thank you so much for just being here every week. And I hope and pray that you feel encouraged and challenged and blessed in some way to just move closer to the Lord, to be closer to Him, to have deeper relationship with Him, to feel encouraged wherever you are at, because we're all on a different journey. We have all been through different things. Especially today, we're talking about past and dealing with those things. We've all been on different journeys and we've all had different hurts and things. And so wherever you are in your journey, I just want to encourage you where you're at to just keep chasing the Lord and keep following Him and believing that He is faithful and good and He is our healer and provider and He wants to be close to you and help you heal and help you grow as a beautiful woman of God. So, all right, let's jump in. Okay, so today we're talking about overcoming your past, overcoming things that you have dealt with in the past, and maybe that's mistakes or maybe that's past hurt. And so let's just dive in. Let's jump right in. Okay, so the first one I want to talk about is past mistakes. If you've been here a while, you've probably heard me talking about mistakes I've made because I have made plenty, okay? I feel like I like sharing those things so that you don't feel alone. I went through many, many years of feeling kind of isolated because I felt like I was all by myself. I thought I was the only one struggling in certain areas. I felt really bad as a mom, as a wife. I felt like I was letting my family down a lot of times. Especially when the boys were early in their early stages, I just felt like I always was dropping the ball. I had constant things. I remember leaving my kids at school sometimes because I forgot it was a half day or forgetting to bring them things when they were supposed to have a special project or special dress-up days. The list goes on and on and on. I've hurt people in ministry. I've said things I shouldn't have said. Like, right? I'm human, so I've made a lot of errors, and I bring you along this journey with me so that you can hear it's okay. It's okay. Thankfully, I have grown, and obviously that doesn't mean I won't make mistakes because I'm going to make mistakes every day just because, again, I'm human. But to make you feel like, or help you feel like you're not alone, that we're all in this together and we're on this journey, and man, like we're going to mess up. It's just, we're in a messy world, and so we're going to mess up. But thankfully, Jesus gives us grace, and we can walk in that grace, and we can receive that grace from Him. And I'm super grateful for that, because what happens when we dwell or we think on the past or we stay there too long, it can get us stuck. And I think that the enemy likes to use that to keep us stuck. And when we dwell on our faults, it keeps us stuck in shame and guilt and blame and all the things. And we cannot walk in the freedom that God has for us. We can't walk in the abundant, full life that he has for us. Listen, we're going to be making mistakes. It's like, why dwell on the past mistakes? Just bring it to the Lord, receive his grace, because we're going to be making mistakes from infinity to beyond, you know? Like, it's we live in a sinful world, and we are messy people. So it's going to happen. But when we run to him with our troubles, he's there. He is faithful. He is good. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace." Isn't it beautiful that we have redemption in him? And even though we're messy and we make mistakes and errors all day long, we can run to him and receive forgiveness of our past and our hurt and all the things. Now, this is not a free pass to do whatever we want, whenever we want, with the idea that grace is around the corner, right? So why not enjoy life and like ask for forgiveness later, okay? Because that's not to say that God won't take you back or receive you or give you forgiveness, because he is so loving and kind and he's a good father. But God also knows your heart, right? And there's always consequences for your actions. There will always be consequences, even when you come back to Jesus and receive his grace and forgiveness. Even in all that, you will be able to walk in grace and forgiveness, but that doesn't mean there won't be consequences. Real quick, before I jump a little bit more into that, 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." So, so good. When we bring that stuff to the Lord, when we bring it to him and say, "I'm so sorry," he forgives us. He washes us clean. He makes us new. It's so good. But like I said, there will still be consequences for action. So if we live in the lifestyle of, "Oh yeah, God's grace is so good and it covers all, so I'm just going to live how I want and I'm going to ask for forgiveness later," there will be consequences for your actions, because that's just how the world works. Which really had me thinking about something a little deeper, and that is the enemy uses grace and that whole concept of grace against us Christians sometimes when we walk in it like that, when we walk in it as a way to get out of things, as a way to get away with things. The enemy can use it against us, because what happens is, when we live in a lifestyle where we just want to get away with things, want to ask for forgiveness later, and want to do whatever we want, whenever we want, there will eventually be a consequence for that. And we'll end up screwing things up, quite honestly, and there will be some repercussions for our actions. And when that happens, a lot of times there's shame, there's guilt, there's blame, there's broken relationships, there's broken heart, there's a broken heart, there's just a lot of consequence that comes along with that. And honestly, I think it ends up turning our hearts away from God, because things start happening in our life that aren't great, and we're like blaming God. Like, why is this happening to me? You know, I'm serving you, I'm loving you. And, you know, because what if you're doing all the right things, but then you're like, "Oh, well, I can just walk in grace in this one area, or I can do this one thing and I'll just come back to that later." There will still be some sort of consequence, which then turns us kind of against the Lord, if that makes sense. I know that's a little bit deeper than, but I think I when I say it, I mean, consequences aren't always immediate. And so you may have forgotten like the thing, and you're like, "Oh, well, I've already been forgiven and I've already walked in the goodness of God," which is true. But because of the way the world works, and because God always wants us to grow and mature and learn, there's just...
Stay with us. We'll be right back. The heart behind the iMom podcast is storytelling, because every mom has a story to tell. I know that when I talk to my friends who are parenting and we share stories, we all end up feeling less alone and more capable of loving our kids well. You can find information everywhere on the internet. Some is bad parenting advice and some is pretty wise. We like to think there's a lot of wisdom on iMom.com, and when you combine that signature wisdom with a great story, it brings parenting to life. We want a mom who's listening to see herself and her kids in these stories and rest in the confidence that she is the perfect mom for her kids. Check out the iMom podcast with new episodes every Monday.
An action that happens from, there's a reaction to our actions, right? That's just regular physics in life. And so there's ripple effects that we don't see when you throw a rock in the water, you know, there's a ripple effect. You don't maybe not see it right away, and it might not be huge until it comes back to you. You know, like there's just, you never know. And so anyway, that's a whole side note. I will dive a little bit deeper into that in the Going Deeper series, which you can still grab onto if you're wanting to just go a little bit deeper in this and you're wanting to learn more and put some of this into action. I would love for you to grab it. The link's in the description, okay? So two ways to get over your past mistakes, past errors, past misjudgments, whatever you want to call them, okay? The number one thing is to bring it to Jesus, okay? Bring it to Jesus. Always. We always need to bring it to Him. He is our healer. He is the one who is going to bring us out and make us whole again. Because when we have hurts from our past, or when we have past mistakes, and the shame is coming in and the guilt's coming in, He's the only one that can make us whole. He's the only one that can fill us and give us the fullness again. You have to bring those regrets to the cross, lay them at His feet, and let Him carry those burdens for you. Matthew 11, 28 through 30, come to me. This is Jesus talking in the Bible. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Love it. So good. He's carrying our burdens. He is willing to take it on when we bring it to Him and we surrender to Him and we lay it at His feet and just believe that He is going to help us. The second thing in this way to get over your past is to bring it into the light. A lot of times our past and the mistakes we made and the things that are so shameful because we've been hiding it for so long, it just becomes more and more shameful. We try to hide it. We just want to hide it. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to deal with it. We don't want anyone to know about it, which I totally get. I understand that. But the more it's in the dark and the more we try to hide it, the easier it is for the enemy to trap you in it, to keep you stuck in that area. Nothing great happens in the dark, but good things happen in the light, and Jesus is the light, and we get to shine His light through us. When we, again, surrender it to Him, when we trust Him, and when we believe that He will heal us. So bring it into the light. Just, you know, find an accountability partner, find someone you can talk to about it, bring it to the Lord and say, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to hide this anymore. I want to bring this to you and I surrender it to you, and allow Him to move and heal those spaces in your heart. Yes. Okay. All right. So number one was overcoming your past mistakes. Now let's quickly talk about overcoming your past hurt, past hurts. Okay. Hurts, trauma, pain from the past can hold us hostage and keep us from living in the fullness that God has for us, right? When we're hurt and there's scars in our heart, and that could, it can hold us. The enemy knows, because there's a lot of shame and guilt and blame that come with hurt. The enemy knows that if he can keep us stuck there and not dealing with it and not bringing it to the Lord, we can be stuck and we can keep ourselves, keep that thing hidden, and not allowing the Lord to heal us in those areas. can keep us from the fullness of God, because God wants us to walk in fullness and abundance and wholeness. And we can't be whole when part of us is broken and we're not bringing our broken pieces to the Lord. Whether that's someone who has spoken death over you, I can tell you that's happened to me so many times in my life. And it hurts. It hurts. Words hurt. Whatever that saying is, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. That is a lie that we were taught as a kids. Like, oh, you know, let's just blow it off. But words hurt. Words can hurt you and really leave a mark. Maybe you were hurt physically as a child or in a relationship. Those hurts can leave deep wounds. Maybe you were hurt at church. Maybe a pastor hurt you, or a leader hurt you, or a friend that you trusted hurt you. I can tell you, I have been also hurt in church. I've been hurt as a member of a church, and I've also been hurt on the other side in ministry as a leader. I've been hurt. I've hurt people. I've talked about this before. People in church are not perfect. They are messy, and we're all trying to just bring our brokenness to the Lord. And so people get hurt. Like, it's just the way it is. Whatever the circumstance is, if we don't bring it to the Lord, if we don't deal with it, and I say that in love, and I don't mean that harshly, if we don't bring it to the Lord, if we don't bring our brokenness to God, we can't heal. We cannot find restoration. We cannot rest in His presence, because what happens is bitterness takes root, anger, and that is the replacement. What we do is we replace God's goodness and forgiveness and love and peace with bitterness and resentment and anger. And that's normal, right? That's a normal response as humans. But God has so much more for you. He has so much more for all of us. And so that is why I want to talk about this, because it's so important to overcome those things, to bring it to the Lord, and so that He can help you heal and bring you into wholeness with Him, which is so amazing, right? It's so amazing to know that God has that for us. Sorry, I just get so choked up when I talk about this. Okay. I have some thoughts on church hurt, but I'm going to save that for the going deeper part, because I know we're running a little bit late here. So if you're interested in hearing my perspective on church hurt and a little bit more about that, grab the going deeper. I'm going to talk about a little bit of experiences that I've had and how to deal with that on a deeper level, because church hurt is real. I'm not saying it's not real. It's definitely valid. Like I said, I've been hurt in those areas. And it's a real thing, but there's also another side to it that we need to talk about, but we don't have time for today. So if you want to grab the Going Deeper, it's in the description, or you can go to thekingdomdaughters.com/goingdeeper and grab it there. So anyways, whatever hurt you have, right? There's so much hurt in the world. There's so much brokenness in the world. We're going to continue to get hurt, and we're going to continue to hurt people, because we live in a broken world and we're humans, and we're messy, and we make a lot of errors. We're going to make mistakes and errors, right? Like I said before, we're messy. We're messy people. So we're going to get hurt. It's part of consequence of living in this broken world, right? But God offers you so much more, and He wants us to live in the abundant life that He has for us. And in order for us to do that, we have to be able to bring our needs to Him and bring our hurt to Him. And so let's talk about two ways that we can let go of past hurts, no matter where they come from. So the first one is to let go and forgive. I know that sounds so much easier said than done, but we got to let it go. We got to surrender it to the Lord, and we have to forgive. Forgiveness is an act of love and mercy that God has called us to, and the Holy Spirit anoints us to do. He creates a way for us to do it. When we walk with Him and we allow Holy Spirit to lead us, He anoints us to do it. Now, it's not always something that we're going to want to do. It's not something that we maybe feel ready to do. But when we do it anyway, and when we obey the Lord, and when we walk in forgiveness, it allows us to move forward. It allows us to heal and keeps us from getting stuck in the past, in in the hurt, in all of those things I said before, the bitterness, the anger, the resentment, it allows us to heal from that and not get stuck in those other areas, the dark areas. Forgiveness won't change your feelings. Okay? It won't change your feelings, but it will open the door for healing. Healing over feelings, right? Healing over feelings. We live in a world that tells us it's all about our feelings. It's just however you feel, just live that way. Whatever makes you happy, whatever you feel, live that way. That is not reality. That's not reality. And God's truth is not how we feel. Okay, our feelings are, we cannot live off our feelings. And so forgiveness sometimes has to be done, even when we don't want to, and even when it hurts to forgive. Because guess what? God is so faithful in that, because he's going to help us and he's going to heal those parts when we just surrender to him and we give it to him. Forgiveness is about releasing it to God and letting him deal with it and not carrying that burden, not carrying that hardship on us anymore, carrying that other person's issues. Because that's kind of what we do when we hold on to our hurt. We take on the other person's issues instead of just saying, I let it go. I surrender to you, Lord. I can't hold it on anymore. I need to have peace. I need to have peace in my life. And we have peace when we forgive and we give it to him. And another reminder about forgiveness is, man, we're messy again, and God forgives us left and right. How good is that? So like, if he can forgive us for all the mistakes we make, we should be able to forgive others. Healing over feelings, healing over feelings. Okay, so let go and forgive. And the second one is bring your hurts to God, which we talked about with the mistakes as well. But bring your hurts to God. Revelation 21:4, he will wipe every tear. He will wipe every tear from your eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Just like with our past, we need to bring everything to God, bring it into the light, my friend, okay? Remember that you're an overcomer. That is what this series is about, to remind you that you are an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror. You are strong and beautiful and capable, and with God, anything is possible for you. God is making a way. God wants you to have an abundant, full life in him. And he's offering that to us when we partner and surrender to him. Some of these things feel difficult, and your first instinct may be to run and hide because you just don't want to deal. I get that. I've been in seasons like that. I understand. And you don't want to deal with it, and you don't want to deal with some of the fact. Sometimes we get hurt because we've hurt. You know, like, so a lot of times we don't want to deal with our own issues, you know, but don't you want more for your life? Don't you want to be free? Don't you want to have peace and joy and not have to live in that anymore? You want to be free of bitterness and anger and resentment, all the things that come with that. Don't you want to find joy and be released from the pain? This isn't overnight. This isn't an overnight thing. It's not like a magic genie is going to come and you're not going to feel anything anymore. But when we begin to take steps forward, God can begin to heal little pieces every day, every step we take. Every step we take towards him is healing for our lives. So let's overcome. You can do it. I believe in you. I think you can. Put in the work. Bring it to the Lord, trust him, and allow him to heal those spaces. And listen, I've talked about this a few times, but I don't talk about it enough. I am a certified Christian life coach, and I'm also very experienced in lots of areas of ministry and life and motherhood, all the things. And I want to help you. I want to walk some of these things out with you. And so, like, do you need help walking through past hurts? Do you have a ministry, or maybe you're feeling worn out by, or maybe you don't even know how to start it, or you're not even sure what God's calling you to, and you're just overwhelmed with that? Do you feel like maybe you're scared to jump into the ministry that God's calling you to? Do you lead worship and you just need a mentor in that area or someone to talk things out with? Are you a pastor's wife that just feels a little bit unseen and lost in your purpose, or a mom that feels those things? Wherever you're at, I'm here for you. I want to see you break the survival mode and move into thriving mode. I fully believe that that is available to you. We kind of hold ourselves back from those things, but if you want to talk about maybe some one-on-one time, let's chat. Let's chat. You can get on a free call with me. We can see if it's a good fit. You can go to thekingdomdaughters.com/coaching. Check it out. Not everything I just talked about is on there, but like I said, I'm a certified life coach, and I would love to walk this life out with you and just help you through different seasons, whatever you're going through. So I'm ready. Let's get unstuck and move forward with what God has for you, okay? Okay, lastly, I've mentioned it a few times about the Going Deeper. If you have not jumped into the Going Deeper series, friend, come on. It is time. Take the next step. Grab the Going Deeper series. You get an extra podcast. You get a journal with scripture throughout the week. You get questions to really help you think through and process through some of the things that we're talking about. Okay, it's extra work in a good way to really help you take what we're talking about in these, in this series a little bit deeper. So grab it. You can grab it by going to thekingdomdaughters.com/goingdeeper, or grab it in the show notes. Okay. That is all I have for you today. If you can believe it, that is all I have. Remember, friend, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God so, so deeply. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his amazingly awesome and powerful love, and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you on Friday for Faith on Friday. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.